Samson Ojo is polishing up on the petition that they are drafting to present to the Parliament of Zimbabwe. And by tomorrow morning, we'll be having the final draft, and we'll be calling upon all Zimbabweans who are interested to sign it to pass through Africa Union Square, have a read at the petition, and put their signatures. And as well, we're going to upload the petition on social media so that those who want can sign it online as well, and then we'll bring the signatures. That is what we're working on today, and the flyers to distribute around to raise awareness to other Zimbabweans who are not aware of the occupation problem, because it really hasn't been publicized that much in Zimbabwean media.
We understand that there was an incident that happened into Saturday morning over the weekend. Tell us what happened.
In the early hours of Saturday morning, around 1:30 a.m., we were ambushed by around 15 men in an organized way, because we just didn't see where they came from. And everything happened very quickly. They wanted our phones, telling us what we were still doing in the square, and that they told us to forget the square. They wanted our phones, and they physically assaulted myself. I now have a broken hand. This is due to the thing by a specialist. I was slapped, and I had my other phone stolen. So they took it. I don't know which correct word to use. And we lost about 8 phones from other occupiers. And James Chema, one of the occupiers, was beaten up and kicked in the face and all. He's got a terrible eye injury.